This is my Fuck Niggas song. Oh, so okay. Just going to play it. You know what I'm talking about? Don't love these niggas.
Oh.
So good.
I heard it, but I don't know the words yet.
Don't take it personal. I'm just talking to 10 dudes at the same time.
Oh, that's what she say?
No, but I did.
What is it about? Don't fuck niggas? Wait, what?
You never heard this song?
It sounds good. I know it's, what, SZA?
Yeah.
Everyone's been talking about her. I just meant to download her shit.
So good. Her album literally made me want to break up with someone yesterday. I don't have a boyfriend. So I was about to just call somebody and be like, don't fucking ever think about me again. I can feel your energy. That's how much I was just like, fuck everybody. It's great. So if you're going through a breakup, this is like another Beyonce's Lemonade, except less tense.
Okay. So. Well, hi, guys. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Weezy.
And I guess we do have a guest on the show today, but we like to start off the show with letting people know how our weeks have been, what we've been up to. And I kind of wanted to get this rant out real quick.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about this.
She totally forgot. But I was just like, this bitch done talked about this. What we going to talk about when Kim come on the show?
I don't know what she was going on, Dr. Kim. But just to, have you listened to our last episodes? Yes. So Mandy went on a date with a guy that's girlfriend showed up. Okay. Did you hear that one?
Well, it was the ex-girlfriend. I'm going to give you guys some
background. Play this audio and then we got to jump into
a little background
sex,
before you guys, if you haven't listened to episode, I believe it was 15 or 16, about dating guys age. Age ain't nothing but a number. It's that episode. I went on a Tinder date with a guy. He was 22. And the date went great. We went to Hibachi. He took me to a cigar bar. It was a really good date. And the ex-girlfriend showed up.
That sounded like the black Tinder date. Oh, we went and had sushi and then we had a hookah.
No, not hookah, bitch. Okay, cigar bar.
Hibachi and cigars. A little more upscale here.
We were a little bit more upscale. He is mixed. You know, it's a little cultured. And so it was a really good date at the second cigar bar we go to. The ex-girlfriend shows up. And I know it's the ex-girlfriend because he'd already told me he's single. He was only single for like a month and a half at this point, though, so I should have known. As soon as the ex-girlfriend show up, the best friend girlfriend slide over and is like, I just want you to know she is not the girlfriend no more. And like was super pro-Mandy. So anyways, long story short, after this happened, the next day she writes me on fucking Instagram and starts sending me all these screenshots asking about who the fuck paid for the date. And I was just like, what is going on? This can't be my life. I'm too old for this shit. So I be petty and I responded, well, do I look like I paid for goddamn dates, bitch? Hello, do you know me? Yeah. And anyways, long story short, I cut him off. He's been on my phone ever since. Mind you, since then, I've been to Africa, Miami, Orlando. Haven't seen him. He wanted to do a movies. Haven't seen him at all. Mm-hmm. He's been contacting me through Snap.
So,
ironically, he hits me.
We did not bleep the girlfriend's name.
We didn't bleep the girlfriend's name, by the way.
We told the story. No, we
bleeped
everything.
I said, okay, Stephanie, Heffany, whatever.
So
anyway,
we told her Instagram name because I felt like, you know what? You asked for it, bitch. And so I didn't want it bleeped. Turns out, I guess they heard the episode.
They listened to the show. He laughed at first. The only thing that made him...
I'm sorry, he did hear it.
He listened. I sent him the episode because I wanted to, like, let him know, like, bitch, I ain't had nothing. So when he hopped in my phone, I sent him the episode. So we had a whole day talking. I get home. Mind you, this is, like, literally, we've been talking all day. Ironically, I get a goddamn text in my phone on some hoe-ass bitch. You such a bitch. He not your nigga. He mine. And I'm just like, this can only be one goddamn person. Mind you. So before I get on this rant and Weezy roast my ass on she knew this was going
to
happen because he's young.
The receipts, but if you would allow me,
absolutely,
ma'am.
So he was super childish about it, went on his Instagram story. That's what we're going to get to. But I want to talk to our listeners real quick. And I want you guys to motherfucking know, because what made me more upset than anything about this entire situation was that I did not want him. Had this been a good dick nigga, I may have laughed about this and still let him get some pussy after. Because good dick will make a bitch really dumb. However,
good his, dick is a prison.
His dick was C grade at most.
Mind and you said you, that on air.
And I said it on air that his dick was a C. Mind you, which he rebutted.
Rebuttal.
Whatever.
Wait.
Rebuttal.
Help us!
What's the word? Anyway, he came back to me. He came back to me. I thought we all smarter here, goddammit.
Damn, I can't get this out. We've been talking about dick so much on the last escort episode. I don't know what the fuck
going on. What's the goddamn word? Anyways, so he came back to me and said that the reason why his dick was mediocre at best was because I made him wear a condom. That was his excuse.
Dr. Kim.
We're going to talk about this later. So that, so anyways, so he's on my phone.
Long story short. You said your best dicks are condom dicks.
My best dicks come from condom dick. Jesus fucking Christ. I come in all. Like, I love condom dick.
You should be able to, though. It's
I love condom dick. And not only that, it's amazing to not think of having to pop a plan B after. Like, I can literally have sex and not be concerned as to... I'm either yes. worried about my results after raw dick, or it's I'm debating really. If I want to take a chance and pray to God that I'm not pregnant, or go spend this $45 on plan B.
Right.
And then if I go the plan B route, am I a hoe and tell him he owe me the $45? Or it gotta come out of my pocket. So it's just too much
to
think about.
How did we get here? Well, I will tell you where I want to go, because if anyone remembers,
here we go back to this story.
I went in on this bitch because this was episode 16, if you need to go back. And I told her she was a motherfucking goddamn fool for talking to somebody that was a baby. And that's why his girlfriend wrote her. So
she was 19. She's the baby. He's not a baby. She's the baby.
I was on Instagram. The dude was going off, calling us whores, bitches, broke, whatever.
Saying we were almost 30. So then that's when the age was the issue.
He wrote me a DM and was like, you're a whore. You live in the Bronx. And I'm like, whoa, one of those is true. I live in the Lower East Side, buddy. He was also making comments saying that, like, we were trash and this and that. And the broke thing really threw me for a loop because I, you know, like, we advertise ourselves, so to speak, as corporate women in America. So clearly broke
we're
isn't in question.
Both but not broke.
He liked
right.
to pull out the word broke, I guess, because Mandy had discussed having men pay for
my rent.
Yeah.
So he felt some type of way.
So I guess I hate the stigma that women cannot get money or receive other things
if they're making money.
Yeah.
And so the issue was with him, and even in the text messages that day, he kept throwing at me, like, how dare you invite me to your house and a nigga pay your bills? So, you know, me being petty, I was like, well, I paid this month. Like, this month it came out of my pocket, I promise. And that's all I said. And that's
all.
Well,
then I clicked on his Instagram.
Oh, God, this is going to make me...
And be embarrassed, bitch. You just
I'm
stop.
I'm so embarrassed.
First of all, I want to say two things. Stop calling thick chicks fat, because it's a little bit redundant, you know?
Especially when he said, bitch, I was a bad bitch, and that was the best body he had.
It was like
even,
all he had.
He couldn't even
you're
handle.
Fat, you're fat. You're fat. What? You're ugly. You're broke. But you fucked me!
No,
so anyway,
but if you look at the text messages, like, it's not even that.
Look, you don't have
bro,
to. I believe you. So bro. Let me just tell you guys. He was on the toilet. I swear to God. I don't believe in God. So you know what? I swear on my life. I swear to my mama. This motherfucker told this shit on the toilet. So I went to the other fucking cube in the office. I said, dude, I need your phone, man. Because I need to get this shit. So here
he
is
sounds
ranting
so
on Snapchat.
Tired of these old, broke, old head bitches that stink and don't even own soap on my dick. It's like, bro, I will never smash any of y'all.
What?
You will never see my penis. Stop trying to get my dick.
What? And you know I didn't listen to this.
So it has its perks and then it has its
no, I need to go back because you were talking. This is the favorite part.
You're a dub. Being tall and handsome has its perks and then it has its downsides. This is a downside. These thirsty, nasty bitches, old as fuck, old as fuck. Bitches are almost 10 years older than me, bothering me.
Mind you, I'm like, not. He's 22. I'm 26.
It's almost
$2,000 a month.
Who pays it for you?
Wait, let's go back.
Bum ass bitch, and you fuck some broke nigga who pays it for you.
Now isn't
wait,
that a little
is that
bit...
not a oxymoron?
How
I
is
fuck
it...
a broke nigga who pays my rent? Okay, I don't think I don't know. Don't play anymore. Okay, so this goes to say, ladies, we've all fucked a bum, and I went on to my Instagram and my Snap. And I admitted it because women like to come out here and think that every dick they're fucking is A+ and every nigga they fuck with is bomb. And I want to let you guys know, my friend had to call me and tell me her embarrassment and was just like,
Dude, I was ashamed of
you. You have a nigga with a $200 million contract in your phone. I didn't. And this is what you're dealing with right now? She was very
disappointed. I just felt like, you know, we've been friends a long time.
And I had to tell her, bitch, you don't fuck with some bum niggas too.
Woo!
Hold on, bitch. You don't like to have me call you out.
Okay.
Bruh, the Jamaican DJ?
Bitch, he sold drugs on the side.
Bro, it doesn't matter. He had a whole nother bitch, got another bitch pregnant. Then I remember he had something, tried to blame it on you. You went to the doctor and was clean, so you knew he was fucking another bitch.
But
it was just,
how old was I?
It doesn't matter. Oh, so even worse, he was a pedophile because he was at least 26 or 27.
I was a teenager, bitch. You're old head.
You were
according to Toilet Talks over here. According to, and you want
to
tell me?
According to Toilet Talks, listen, bro, he can't even do math.
That's what he called it.
He just said we are almost 10 years difference. Bro, it's 4. Mind you, girl, my 19-year-old's act growner than him. He got to chill out. It's him.
That's because it's fucking him. In the league, bitch. It's that don't him. Count.
Stop talking like that. Stop it. Anyways, guys, I want you to know that I am a woman, and I am letting y'all know there is some bad dick out there. And I unfortunately gave this bad dick some bomb pussy, and I am embarrassed. But I'm not letting it take away how great I am.
Okay.
I made up for it this week, guys. I saw Lawyer Bay. So it's all good. And
I'm sorry this happened now, to you.
I'm sorry this happened to me. And I just wanted to share with you guys because I know that we posted the text messages from the girl on our Horrible Decisions page on Instagram. And we like to keep you guys up with how fucking messy we are.
Frankly, but anyways, I'm really sorry that you've had to listen to this, Kim, because we wanted to be really less ratchet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No need.
Kim, okay, so I guess we'll go ahead. This. Guys, welcome to Horrible Decisions. And what we're about to do now
stop
is...
Stop talking with those voices.
We're about to introduce our very, very, very great guest today. And she actually, guys, is not a hoe. So
damn.
I'm super excited.
Dude, you've only slept with one person. That is...
Anyways, she's super bomb. And what she does is just cool shit. She like digs in people's pussy or something. She's a doctor. Oh. She's a fucking doctor.
Or cures cancer, you know, whatever you want to say.
She helps the blind see. Like...
A health practitioner. That's what I do. I help people.
You know what? I cannot wait for like me to be hungover one day and just be in your town and then just get an IV from you and be like, wow, you really do this.
So I'm excited. So today's show, we have a MD. Is that what you have after your name?
Yeah.
That's what a doctor is, right? So we have an MD up in his house. And so how we're going to start this, what we like to do every week, and I think this is perfect. We got an email from one of our listeners.
It's really mixed in.
We're gonna mix it into our kink of the week. So do you want to read the kink first,
yeah,
and then read the letter? So our kink of the week, Wheezy is gonna explain. Don't be grossed out because we both were, but
we can't be judgy.
We're not judgy at
no
all.
No judgment.
No yeah. judgy. So read the kink of the week this week is
a lemon pie.
So what is a lemon pie?
Jesus. Fucking Christ. It is the act of having vaginal intercourse. Once the male has ejaculated inside the woman, he then proceeds to urinate into her vagina. Oh, I didn't catch that. I guess that's why he can do it while he's hard, because it goes down after he comes.
Well,
after this has happened, the woman proceeds to push out both the ejaculate and the urine, you know, giving
kind of like a cream pie, but it's a lemon pie. I guess the pee makes it lemony.
The question that we got,
depending on how much water you drink.
Oh, or that. There you go.
It was, I don't know, pretty much just saying me and my girlfriend do golden showers and we want to try something new. So,
So the letter that I remember you reading to me, because apparently she can't find it right now. She doesn't come very prepared,
guys.
Yeah,
he does golden showers.
They do golden showers. And was it the girl or was it the guy who wanted to pee inside the vagina?
I think they both are interested in this.
They're both interested in it.
They're worried about the health risks. He was worried about talking to his doctor about it. And luckily, we've got one that's judgment free. She might be judging, but
she's not letting us know. So, So for any of our listeners who is interested in possibly getting pissed in their vaginas or being the pisser, is this something the pissy and pisser? Is this something that holds any type of health risks to either person doing so?
So I guess the way that I'd answer that question is by information. So whether it's safe or not, it's kind of up to you once you know what is going on. So that's how I kind of educate people and educate my patients when I'm thinking about, when we're talking about things like this.
Right.
Never talked about a lemon pie for a lemon pie. This is a first. But what I will say is that the vagina and any orifice and bodily fluids, they all have a pH balance to it.
Right.
So your vagina sits somewhere around 4.5. It's more on the acidic side. It's really helpful with dealing with infections and things like that. And then you have a, you have urine that's really anywhere from 6.5 to 8 on the pH scale. And so when you put a basic fluid into an acidic orifice that right. has its own kind of terrain.
Oil and water. Kind of like that.
Basically, it screws up your microflora. Okay. So it doesn't allow for it doesn't allow for there to be a proper like cleaning process. Like your good bacteria in your vagina doesn't pardon?
Not for Instagram, it's just for us.
Well, now let me ask you, because also, and a lot of I mean, I've heard this rumor from going up, women get an odor from constantly being cum inside of, I guess. If you have cum inside of you, I guess. So does coming in the vagina fuck up a smell, the pH as well? Because, I mean, that's a fluid going inside. What are the health risks of even sperm going inside of a vagina, besides the fact that you could get pregnant and catch all these STDs? Is there something that can fuck up a girl's pH if she's having constant cum in her vagina?
Well, I mean, I think it all comes I think it all comes down to what you say is constant cum in your vagina. But I think that we have to remember that your vagina, like vaginas and penises, are quite compatible, and cum and the vaginal pH, there's a whole process that happens between the two of them that is kind of a biological process that happened that okay. is just natural.
So that constant happens. You don't have a number then, like like so basically
come in your vagina every hour of the day, I would say that would be a little bit much.
Okay.
But I really think so hard
not to judge you, Celeste.
I mean, I like condom dicks, so this isn't for me. This is for the listeners.
Let's say it's every night. You go home with your boyfriend, and he comes in.
No,
that's what I was going to ask.
Every night is...
Yeah, I feel like that should be fine. If both people have normal bacteria on their in their vagina and on the penis, like, it's fine.
What about... So let's back to the pee question. So short answer, is it safe?
I would say it's probably not the best thing you could do for the health of your vagina. You could end up with issues like... yeast infections, any kind of overgrowth of bad bacteria. Because,
but you also could from semen in your vagina, right?
Shit, you could get a yeast infection from a bathing suit.
Yeah, that's the thing. So if that's not really a risk for you, you can probably go for it. The other thing you have to think about is just toxicity,
just a yeast infection.
Listen, that pussy.
The way that I
one pill Monistat. Okay. What? I'm letting them know they can use Monistat in case of a yeast infection.
But are there long-term issues?
I think with anything... like that, yes, there would be. Okay. So you'd end up with some kind, like you can end up with cells changing. Like the pH of your vagina is supposed to be what it's supposed to be. And anything right. that messes with that on a regular basis is going to, you never know what could end up. Like pee is not supposed to be in your vagina. It's not supposed to be in your cervix. We have different
in your
holes,
cervix. Okay.
Right?
We have different holes.
And so that they kind of go where they're supposed to go. So
I feel okay. like your pH must be just excellent.
Is your pH perfect?
Yes.
How do you check your pH?
Your vaginal pH?
Yeah, how would is there a home way to check your pH, or is it something
you
that's
can use, like you can use pH strips?
Oh, there's pH
that's
strips.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
The color strip.
Yeah.
And what color do you know what off the back what color it should be?
Yeah, well, it really will depend on your pH strip.
But the pH strip,
yeah,
right.
But your pH, a vaginal pH, a healthy vaginal pH is around 4.5.
And if it's above
we've
the 4.
Check our shit.
We are going to check our I think we should do that. Can I check it while I'm on my period?
No.
Okay, so I can't check it right now. So we're going to check it next week for y'all.
We're going to get back with our...
Can condoms fuck up a pH?
Totally.
Because it's not something that's...
Well, it depends what's on the condom, right?
Just a condom.
Well, if there's spermicide, if there's things like that going on.
I don't do lube and all that. No lube for me.
Well, no, they come lubricated, dude.
Well, I'm also wet as fuck. So, you know.
The thing is, the healthier your vagina is, it's like you almost have like a buffer room. It's like the healthier your vagina is, the more good bacteria you have in there, the more buffer you have to put stuff in there and not have it totally throw you
off. So the less amount of sex you have, the better your pH.
No. Other things you can shove up there, clearly, from what we're about to talk about.
Okay, so I think that answers it. So, guys, if you want to...
Let's get a little more back into this, though, the pH.
Back into the piss?
No.
Well, I just want to let it be known that the doctor does say that if you want to enjoy piss, that it won't kill you, but it's not the healthiest for you. But you can enjoy it if it's something that will turn you on. Just don't do it often. Yeah. It's something that you can maybe save for, like, a birthday, you know, or anniversary or something.
Sure.
Yes, bitch. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say. So I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't think you were ready for it, but I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
I've been trying to squirt for years, and I can't do it. So, lover boy, you know, I'm going to Europe next week or whatever week you guys hear this. I could be there now pissing on his ass. But I want to squirt, and I can't. So I'm thinking about, while he's fucking me, just let a little... piss come out.
Well, and see, and I want to, well, I actually just had that question from a listener. So before we get into possibly how to squirt, which, by the way, bitch, I have, so you could have asked me for advice, but I guess we'll.
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like I've had men that really know how to do it try, and I think it's just in my mind. I can't get over it. So would you suggest me learning or just pissing?
Well, I can't squirt on my own. Is squirt different from piss? I think that's the number one question that I get, and especially in the, I hate to say, the block community, but it is one of those things that people seem to be very misinformed about. And when a girl squirts, is it an actual different fluid than piss? Is it mixed with piss? Is, like, what is squirting? Because I know it's coming out of a different hole. I know that much.
So it really will depend on, like, you can squirt anything out of anywhere, really.
Okay.
What can happen. So I think if you're talking about should you pee while you're having an orgasm, if that's what you're talking about, then like squirting can be a little bit of both.
Okay.
But you can have just
squirt,
like,
and squirt is coming from
there is a female fluid. Ejaculation
and I do want to let you guys know, because I don't want to say an avid squirter, but I know for a fact, like, your pee comes out the little hole, and I really am not, I
didn't even take it out.
I didn't even take anatomy. I think it's the clit. Oh, yeah. Urethra. There we go. Not the clit.
Oh, honey. You're poor little diagram. Well, I need a whiteboard.
That's where the pee comes out of. But the squirting would come out of the hole. What is that hole called? Where I put the tampon in. The vagina.
Your vagina.
That's where.
It's okay. It can be confusing.
I never took anatomy, guys.
The pee is coming out of the vagina.
No,
the pee comes out of the urethra.
We have three holes. Let's do this. We have three holes. We have our vagina, your urethra, and your anus.
And I thought it was my mouth.
Down. You have that too, Weezy.
Yeah. Okay. So
we have three holes down there.
So you pee out of one.
Uh huh.
You come out of one.
And then you shit out of one.
Yes.
Got you.
There you go.
So, guys, if you guys...
I felt like defecate was better.
Well, I'm glad for you women who didn't know that there were three holes down there. Now we know that... Well, we can't tell a guy to come into one of those holes, right? The urethra, a dick cannot fit in. That's just the piss hole.
That would be really bad.
Okay, so for a woman who hasn't experienced squirting from a man, which I think this will be advice for both of us, because... I've only come from a man. Maybe my fingers are not long enough. I can't reach the little button in there. How would a woman make herself squirt? There is a G-spot. The G-spot is what makes a female squirt, correct?
Well, I think when you guys are talking about squirting, I feel like it's like the abominable snowman. It's this thing that exists that all women think is... I think it gets like hyper... sexualized and sensualized.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Think about porn. Like, you know, there's men that are asking for it. I mean, to the point where I was like, I might just piss on you. He was like, fuck it, okay.
Like, and I don't think people have really in their head, like, squirting. Like, you can have a really strong, like, female, like, lubrication, like, spurt. And that can be that. But then I think some people get it confused with peeing a little, too.
Because in porn, it's this stream.
And that doesn't happen.
Okay.
So thank you for saying that. I knew a porn star that told me she wasn't doing squirting scenes, but she knew somebody that was totally about them. And she said she would drink a gallon of water before that. Do you remember me and you talking about
that? Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yep. And she says that she would drink a gallon of water before squirting scenes. And so...
Well, you have to be hydrated because even when I do squirt,
the squirting scenes, like they are, you've seen, they are shooting it out.
Right.
Yeah. That's like you're peeing.
Yeah.
You're not squirting vaginal fluid out of your vagina.
And so like
vagina.
I've seen squirting scenes where it's smaller and I'm like, that must be the real shit.
I've squirted before and I'm not going to lie. Literally the best feeling I've ever had during sex. Like my eyes water.
But was it a really good orgasm?
Oh, it was an amazing orgasm. It was the best, like, oh my god, girl, clearly 10 years later,
the one
goddamn.
You pissed on.
The one I pissed on.
Look at you, did it to each other.
Mind you, well, it's something, I hate you.
I'm so sorry.
But he literally, but it's, and he knows how to do it. It's a finger thing because every time that I've squirted, it's been with fingers. And what they do is they stimulate me, they arouse me. You have to be really aroused. And the one thing the whole time, they're just relax. You have to be relaxed if you want to reach this. And it's literally them finger and clitoral play. And it just, happens. You have to be relaxed.
To have a really good orgasm.
It's
like, you
so
have
good.
To,
like, at I, some point, I'm really like shaking right now thinking about it. Like, I don't think you understand. Shaking. Like, I'm literally shaking because I'm thinking.
Was it, now when that happened, was it full stream?
Oh, like, the bed looked like I dumped water on it. Like, it was
now,
literally.
Does that sound like it could be female ejaculate?
No. The sheets were wet.
By the way, Dr. Kim is shaking her head now. So there was a little bit. It was a little bit of pee.
But there was no smell and there was no color, which also you said if I drank enough water, there wouldn't be color. But there was also no smell to it. Like, and it was right under, like, me, bro. It didn't come from him. It came from, like, and then, like, we recorded one session, and it got on the MacBook. I know it came out, bro, because it went on the camera, and it looked like little water drops.
The amount that you had. That's what I'm asking. She's saying it could be a little bit of both.
It could be both. Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. He liked me pissing on him. I don't think he cared if there was piss mixed in it.
I'm just curious, because when we are watching women shoot it out like that and wet up a bed, you're saying that cannot just be ejaculate.
Right.
It's a mix of both.
Y'all been getting pissed on for years. That's all I wanted to cover. And we can leave.
Okay. So what is the next question that we have for Miss MD?
Let's do our listener question. Did you screenshot it for us?
No.
So it's a very basic question. I'm sorry, my Instagram got blocked. Can you pull up the horrible decisions page, please?
What happened?
About someone wrote in about, let me see. I've got it. Okay.
Oh, never mind. She got it.
Another gorgeous girl. We have so many pretty followers. Hey, ladies. Love, love, love. Three loves. Your show. I listen to every episode in a week. So the episode when Weezy's friend... Oh, shit. This wasn't the one I thought I was going to read, but this is still good. When Weezy's friend recommended the leather cleaner / poppers. How would one safely do that during sex? And how long do the effects last? So can you explain to us what poppers are again?
Yeah, poppers are a nitrate-based solution that is more common in the gay circles.
That's what you told me when old boy had me smelling it up my nose.
So the reason it works so well is because it's a vasodilator. And so it kind of like hits you in the head.
What is that?
Vasodilator. So basically your blood vessels basically expand and you like, it's like when you get really flushed, when you get like all the blood, you feel rushed to your extremities, it's like, it just means like all your blood vessels expand and you get like this rush of blood comes. So when you're really hot.
Okay.
Like
okay.
That's when your vessels like vasodilate.
I've used poppers before.
Okay. So have I.
And so you get like a rush in your head. Mm-hmm. You can get like even flushed in your face.
I haven't enjoyed the feeling though. I got dizzy.
Yeah, which is what happens when you get like a head rush.
Okay.
That's basically all the blood rushing to your head.
Okay.
And so what ends up happening is that it because all of your, it's basically all your orifices feel like they're kind of throbbing. Like there's this like fullness and you just want something to shove, like you need something to kind of push it back in, like shove everything back in.
Literally
in
my asshole. So
there's a physical like body piece and there's a brain piece. So you can get a little bit dizzy, you can get a little bit woozy, but then the physical part is that it really feels like you want to get fucked. Like, you got to.
You said it so quick. Get fucked.
But it also, does it also relax you? Does it relax your body?
It said it.
Because he had me doing the poppers to relax. I don't know if he wanted anal sex, but he did it because he also made me squirt, bitch. That model boy. He made me squirt. Which is why I've been trying to get you to fuck him, but she don't ever want to dick after me. But
I do want to say, and again, no judgment. Everybody, you do what you do, what makes you feel good. Uh-huh. But I think that when we're looking at using these substances on a regular basis, no, it's probably not the best thing for you all the time.
Constant. Right. Well, that's a constant word again.
They're long-term effects. So yeah, if she's doing it for a night to try something. Yeah,
like not going to be the worst. Obviously not the healthiest, but not the worst.
Okay.
Yeah, so like drugs.
That's good to know.
You pop a Molly, you're not going to die tonight. But
well, long-term effects, we don't know yet.
Okay, so your advice for her would be try it out then.
Sure. That would be your advice.
I legally did not tell her to just sniff some random shit that's illegal.
I
don't tell
them what to do. I just educate. This is my job.
Did our followers have any other questions?
We did. If you could pull up our page, I can't.
Jesus Christ, she's never prepared, guys.
First of all.
She's never fucking prepared. Mind you, we've been waiting on this doctor episode every day on my lunch break. By the way, do you have any more questions? Because this is another question that we're going to ask. I thought she had this shit written down.
Well, in the meanwhile, I will say how happy I am to be here.
I'm so glad.
Guys.
Have you all.
Too. It's just I'm so such a fangirl of Dr. Kim because she's pretty and smart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when I found out, like, you cured cancer, like, I really...
Stop that.
I hated you.
Stop. Don't say that.
So, honestly, we have a mutual friend, right? And she is the Beyonce of the friendship. And I'm annoyed with being the Kelly, but I also understand why.
Not true. Stop it.
Okay, here's this one. I really, really like this one a lot because I think this is kind of my issue with squirting. Extra embarrassed, but I'm afraid to come/climax. It seems too powerful, and I always pull away. I say I want to just wait and let it happen with my boo, but I feel like I should know my body before being with another person. My cherry's been popped, but I tapped old dude too soon after to get the hell out the cookie jar. No penetration since then. Okay, so I'm guessing she's saying she lost her virginity.
And it was bad.
Right.
Yep. Too soon. And hasn't been rushing.
I'm ready to saddle up again, but the road bump is difficult. I masturbate, but when that time comes, I let the pre-termers happen, and I pull away before the big O. What advice could you give her? She actually sent that in once we told her we had a doctor.
Yeah.
What advice could you give someone that's scared to orgasm? That is the fucking saddest shit I've ever
heard. That's so sad. Yeah, like, I'm really crying deep down inside for her.
Yeah. And I think as women, like, I think that there's a lot that goes into somebody who feels like that. There's a lot of sometimes women have this idea, there's a lot of shame that goes into our vaginas and touching ourselves culturally and historically. And I think that a lot of it is, there's probably a lot going on in that capacity where it's like, think about like what she associates orgasms with. Like, ask yourself kind of, why is there this fear around it? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
And I really do think it really has to do with knowing your body and being really comfortable. Like, even what she said with forcing, like kind of hitting this too fast just to kind of get things over and done with.
Yep.
Why do women do that?
Right.
Wait. And enjoy yourself.
There's like, a lot of time where I've that's why I waited. I think I'm taking too long.
Well, that's why
I don't do it anymore. But I used to feel like, okay, he's waiting too long.
But Weezy, why?
I don't even know.
Like, just enjoy yourself. Like, and it has to.
It's crazy because I talk to my friends about this a lot, and I'll openly say, because I want anyone in my DMs who has the problem. Like, I'm to the point where it might be a problem as well, but I masturbate to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally masturbate every single night.
It's like,
I ain't gonna lie, if I'm on my period, I put a towel under me sometimes and just hope it ain't all under my nails when I wake up.
You do what you have to do.
I literally like, I like the feeling of making myself come, and it makes me tired. Mm-hmm. If I go to sleep without masturbating, it's now a habit.
Yeah.
But I have so many friends who are just like, who don't play with themselves. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you something, because I feel like it's contributed to me being able to come easier with my partners. The fact that I masturbate so much, I know what feels good. And not only that, I think coming is also very mental. Mm-hmm. I know what to put in my mind and how to think and how to make myself relax to enjoy an orgasm. And I think that's very important. For our male listeners, though, can masturbation truly have a long-term effect as far as them enjoying vaginal sex? I got this question from a male listener, and I've had guys say that, oh shit, if we're gonna fuck, let me not, I can't jack off for a couple days, otherwise I'm not gonna be able to come. What advice do you have for our male listeners who masturbate a lot?
I think that when you think, I'm only laughing because when we were younger, we were definitely taught about masturbation when you're in like church school, where you're like, if you masturbate, you're going blind. That's it. End of story.
Wait,
seriously? It's the worst thing ever. No. But like,
can you see you that? Know,
it's definitely, you know what? It's down to the science of a refractory period. So with guys, the longer that they've gone without having sex, the stronger the so like if a guy masturbates an hour before you have sex with him, it's going to be a bit harder for some men to sustain erection. And it really, when it comes to masturbating, it's really you're getting their penises kind of used to a certain rhythm, a certain texture, a certain level of intensity. And so when you think about sex and orgasm, sometimes that has to be matched. It's like guys who basically masturbate, you know, if they're doing that 3 times a day, 4 times a day, it's going to be harder to get off to intercourse.
Yeah. I think I've used a vibrator so much that I've desensitized.
Yeah, and
myself.
That can definitely happen. Like
it's awful. Like I have to like give it a break, and then it comes back.
And it's crazy with me because for masturbation, I literally can only do clitoral stimulation with my fingers. I don't think my arms are long enough to really dig in my pussy. Oh. So I'd never really have vaginal masturbation, like where I'm. And I don't believe in shoving plastic in my pussy.
Good for you.
Oddly enough.
That's good for your pH.
Right, it's good for my pH.
But I think a big point to take away from this, guys, is that your body gets used to whatever it is you're giving her. You build up a tolerance. And so whether it be porn, whether it be masturbating, whether it be whatever it is, your body will build up a tolerance to it. So sometimes I think deferred gratification can sometimes be a good thing.
I think we're getting back. I think there's a theme here. We don't really say the word, but it's constant. Anything constant doesn't seem to be really good, huh?
Well, I think consistency can be something
so
that's
so consistency
good,
is good, but something constant isn't really good.
I just think overdoing anything can be a problem.
I want to bring up a delayed gratification. What did you say?
Deferred gratification.
So kind of unrelated, but really cool. So, you know, I'm going to see Loverboy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying something just 1 week, but apparently you can do it for a while, called edging right now.
Let me explain what edging is because I was about to. Edging is when you're not just
masturbating, not just like keeping yourself waiting or like getting anxious, but literally taking yourself to the point and stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So just edging up to the point, like it's a little bit of Karma Sutra, but an Indian girl I know mentioned it to me and she said it would be amazing. So you can keep edging yourself until you're literally about to fucking break. And then the second that it happens, you can have one of the most amazing orgasms in the world. So when you were mentioning masturbating too much and you can't get there, I've been doing it and stopping. I've only been doing it for 3 days. It's going to be easy because I have a friend in town, so I can't do it now. So it'll kind of like be able to like.
I only like when a friend's in town because by the time they leave.
I just caught that. I'm like, pardon?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I don't have time to masturbate. So like by the time. So this will kind of help for those days, because seriously, when I go home and go to bed, it's like.
See, the excitement that I get when I have friends over is that by the time they leave, there's probably new porn videos that I haven't seen. Do you know how long it takes me to find a video I haven't seen?
What are you looking up?
Gay porn. Duh.
Your vagina is like a muscle, right? It's like an orgasm is a contraction. It's like when your body just contracts and contracts and it builds and it builds and it builds. And then the release part is what feels so good. And you feel that all over your body. So it's like you take yourself to the edge. So you're just firming up those muscles. Like those contractions are getting stronger and stronger. And you're learning how to control it like any other muscle.
I'm already like, push me to the edge.
I'm also so upset with myself because Weezy just kept saying, she wants these questions before she comes on air because she doesn't want to give any misinformed information. But now that you just brought up muscles in your vagina, I have a question and I hope you can answer it, because I just had a conversation with my friend with this.
I'm so excited we're talking about Kegels.
No, and that's
such we didn't even talk about this.
And this is what I wanted to bring
Something
up because
can do very
my
wrong.
Friend. Well, not only
wait,
Kegels.
Wait, you can do them wrong?
So yeah,
wrong.
You could do Kegels wrong. But not only that, just our vagina is a muscle. Mm-hmm. My friend fucked one guy with a very large penis, mm-hmm, and was concerned that her pussy would feel different in a penis that was not as large. So how quick does your vagina go back to being tight from a big dick to a little dick? Is that just in our mind?
No, it's it's just so funny when I hear you guys ask questions. It's like that girl's so concerned with how
her pussy
vagina
tight
would
yep.
feel for the guy, not how it would feel for her.
Just
like, who cares? So basically, okay. when we talk about it is a muscle. So basically what happens is that it can expand and contract over time. So if you haven't had sex for, like, if you're going from guy A to guy B in like the matter of hours or even day, like a day, then things are going to stay a little bit more loose. But if you give it a week, give it a couple.
A week? That's
if you give it a little bit longer, then things will firm up again. They'll contract again. So you think women who have been in long-term relationships break up.
back to if I want a dick in a couple hours after I just had one.
Yeah.
Or a dick the next day and I still want it to be tight.
Yeah.
What can a woman do to maybe speed up the process?
Yeah, well, I guess having a strong pelvic floor would definitely help. Doing Kegels will help. Do you know how to do Kegels properly?
I know how to squeeze with a dick inside of me. So I'm very good with, like, I mean, I, like, clench my butt cheeks together and my pussy, but I think in my mind that, it's all
okay,
in the...
Okay, so you want to do sets of three. You want to basically hold like you're going to pee. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm holding right now. As we're sitting.
Don't let yourself squirt.
Okay, I'm holding my pussy.
And now I feel like I got to pee.
You want to just contract, and you want to contract and hold for 3 to 5 seconds. Relax.
I just want to make sure
and
we got
like, do that for like 10 times.
So hold.
Wait, we're holding our vaginas.
Like, you want to stop yourself from peeing.
Okay, stopping.
Okay, stop it.
Yep, stop. There
and
you
then
go.
Let it go.
And then let it go. And then repeat that for 10 times.
And what's this going to do? Make my shit like a newborn?
It can yeah. No, Bella, I mean,
wait, newborn.
Jeez. It's but okay. I also want to say for listeners and women out there, there's people that shouldn't be doing Kegels. Like, if your pelvic floor is too tight, then you shouldn't be doing, because they're going to make problems worse. So a tight pelvic floor comes along with problems like if you're having pain during intercourse or you have to pee really frequently, you can't hold your
urine. So let me ask you something, because I've had pelvic floor therapy before.
Great, you have. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I don't even know if it was a good thing. So let me explain to you guys how this works.
Okay.
I did this when I was with...
Okay, bleep.
He really fucked my head up, right? And he was just such an asshole to me and just such an emotionally damaging relationship. That I was literally scared to have sex.
Okay.
So I don't know if I ever told you this. I think I might have. So I went to a doctor and he's like, I was clenching so much that I couldn't have sex. This was maybe like 6 years ago. Doctor couldn't even get his hand inside of me. He's like, you've got to relax. So started doing pelvic floor therapy where they would stick this thing in me that had like electro waves and it felt like vibrations that would just loosen
relax.
Me up.
Yeah.
So like maybe I shouldn't be doing Kegels.
Well, no, I think that was definitely a mental emotion.
A mental. I was about to say
you.
It was probably
like I feel like
emotional.
With any kind of trauma or somebody not treating you right, and even when we think about your,
I didn't know it could
so
affect my
vagina, questions
bro.
So much. Like if you think about the way, like just the brain body connection and how like your body needs to be in a parasympathetic, like a relaxed mode for women to get more aroused. It's just what happens. It's just our nature.
The next person I started dating, I was having amazing sex with, and I remember thinking, why am I not freaking out? And like, it was just,
because it wasn't the same person.
Right.
He's probably treating you a little bit better.
And he spent those thousands on my pussy. And I felt so bad. Honestly, it was crazy because it was working. I was becoming more relaxed. Like, I was loosening up. Like, she was telling me how much I was clenching the tool. Like, it was almost unsafe. She's like, how, like, freaked out I was.
But I think that's to take home the point of how important it is for women to feel safe and like they, and love what they're doing and be, like, want to do what you're doing.
Right.
Whenever you start forcing yourself to do stuff just for whatever reasons, like, it has to feel good for you, right?
Yeah.
Like, honor that self. Honor that part of yourself. Honor that piece around sex should be good for us.
Right.
Not just them.
Because I feel like, I mean, we know I can't speak for you. You've only fucked one person, so. But I've definitely had sex with someone. I was like, ugh, let me just let this happen, get it over with. Like,
and it's so crazy because I'm to the point now where I won't do that. Like,
it's not
recreational for me anymore. Like, I genuinely will not have sex with someone who I know will not
please
me or like literally get me to that climax that I'm seeking. And I think that that's important.
Right.
I think that women should reach that part in their life where it's just like sex isn't just to do it.
I can't tell you. Like, I mean, I'm 26, right?
We're
and
both,
I can't tell you that maybe that part of me didn't even happen up until 2 years ago, where I was
like,
just
yeah,
like,
and now it's just like, I'm not gonna fucking just because you fine. Like, really, I need to know.
And it wasn't like I was sleeping with people I didn't want to. It was just, I think I was just like, ugh,
it didn't
fine.
Feel good,
right?
Yeah, what like okay, like feel I'm, good.
How many girls have that problem though? When it's like, I had a young girl ask me that the other day. She's like, oh, I'm, you know, it hurts. I'm so tight. We can't have sex. I'm like, you don't like it.
That's like, exactly what it is.
Wow.
It
right. How old was she?
21.
Okay.
21 or 22.
And at that age, you probably don't realize no, that it's you genuinely know. Your arousal. Well, no.
I think girls just don't honor themselves don't enough where it's like, it doesn't feel good. They all think it's their fault when it's actually not our fault. He just doesn't know what he's doing. Like when a guy's hand is like, meh, 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 meh. Like, what? Like, no, that's not going to
That's not how
good.
You do it.
She was if waving a like a very speedy Miss USA just now. And
so, I am so glad that you actually just said that because it's something, it's a campaign I kind of want to
yeah,
start.
I think
but I
be.
Want women, and I said this on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snap. I want women to start telling men that their dick is mediocre. I want... I was
not
but,
ready
but
for
the
that
listen,
to come out.
No, it's it, no. The way that, in the
I
way
thought
I said
this
it,
was going to be some really
I
sweet
know.
Shit.
I'm starting a movement.
I'll do that.
Because listen, you don't know how many guys will come to the next female and be like, well, I ain't had no complaints.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. You should have been complained about. And the fact that these women are not
telling
letting men know when their dicks are not up to par, it's our problem. And now you're spreading around mediocre dick. We
true.
Need to do a justice to each other and tell the man, listen, this is what you could have done better. This is what you may want to stop doing.
Exactly.
And then
do it for your
let
but
do it
girls,
for our sisters.
Exactly. And
you know, it's
a
movement. It's a movement. This is the vagina. Let's move, bro.
It's all about communication. Good sex has to be all about
no, for sure. And so going into all of this vaginal talk, I want to go to this week's horrible decision.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And this is a decision that I made based off of my other hoe friends. Okay. And I want to know the health risks involved. So before I get into this horrible decision.
Mandy, I can't.
Can you?
Do I say the story
Dr.
first?
Kim, no, I want Dr. Kim to talk about what's in your hand first.
Okay,
don't
so,
say, just tell her what's in your hand.
It doesn't even look like the good ones from Sephora.
Oh, like no. Well, this is from my friend who uses these. So she,
so
I
let's just talk about. Put it in your hand.
Put it.
I don't want it.
It hasn't been used. I literally was with a friend the other day.
And what's in your hand,
Dr. Kim? It is a foundation makeup sponge.
Okay, so this is the
horrible. The circumference, I would say, is, I don't know.
What is that? Probably about 3 inches? 2 inches?
We all look at it.
Okay, so what she's holding in her hand, guys, you know the makeup sponge packs for foundation or any type of liquid
like the
makeup.
Ones from 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
all, yeah.
That's a cheap one.
They're definitely cheap. Well, this is what you buy. Mm-hmm. So they're the cheap ones. And so this, okay, I guess
you're
I'll get into the story.
Heart.
I know. I don't want to hurt your heart. So I'll say this. So I have a lot of friends who are escorts, a lot of friends who did porn or are currently doing porn. And my question to them was, so how do you fuck if you're on your period? Mm-hmm. So there was a guy who came to town. I'll get straight into the story. There was a guy who came to town who I had been dealing with. And I really wanted the dick. Like, really bad. However, I had just started my period. So we know the myth, which I'm going to ask as well. The one myth is if you know your period is coming on, you could pop a birth control pill and it'll knock your cycle off a couple days. Mm-hmm. That's what we did when we were younger. I'll ask you if there's a myth or if there's truth to that. Well,
I do that shit today.
Oh, she do it still
I
now.
I did that shit right before Italy.
So we'll talk about that. So what my friend said was, well, do you have makeup sponges? And I was like, yeah, I got a pack of them. I bought them. They was cheap, like $1.99 for like a pack of 12. So they were like, this is what you do.
$1.99
for a pack of 12. I'm just saying.
Damn.
So basically, the instructions that I got were, you just started your period. There's not a lot of blood. What you can do is take a makeup sponge. My friend puts 4 of these. However, I only put 1 that day because it wasn't super heavy. So she told me to take a makeup sponge, put a lot of lube on it, fold it like this. Wait, stop. Fold it like this. And guys, I'm folding it in half. And she was like, with the lube, use your fingers and push it up into your pussy as far as it'll go.
What?
Pushing it with your fingers. So listen. So anyways, so I pushed the makeup sponge in my pussy to block, I guess, the blood from coming out. This is what they said. They said, listen, when he fucks you, he won't even feel it because it'll feel like your vagina walls.
Do you care if he knows if you're on your period?
Oh, I don't. I won't fuck him. No, I don't. I don't fuck on my period, but I really want a dick. Like, that serious. The dick was really good. I went through it. We did it. His dick, I guess,
Did you tell him you were on your period?
No.
Did it feel good with that?
Yeah, it felt regular. He didn't even notice. There was no blood on the condom when he came out.
I was talking to Loverboy about this, and he said he's felt the sponge.
Oh, well, see, so there's a lot of girls who are doing it. Yeah. So anyways, he left.
Even European hoes.
He left, and my friends said, you know, you're wet. Like, they normally just pull it right out, and it's fine. Again, mine wouldn't come out. I guess like the condom.
So you have really deep fornices.
Well, no, apparently.
What's a fornices?
It's like the little areas that kind of branch out past.
Well, I do.
Shit gets stuck in your pussy.
Yeah. Which is where the condom was. And there. Not only that, when the gyno was using the tool, she had to get another because it like wouldn't open. Like my vagina was.
I think the main point for you, Mandy, is don't put things up your vagina that are gonna get stuck.
Except a dick. I know. Okay. So basically.
Just good old fashioned.
Why this was a horrible decision. Possibly besides the health factors that we're going to find out from the MD. It wouldn't come out. So thank God my roommate was home. she had just dyed her hair. So I was like, get those gloves. She had gloves. And so what we did, a horrible decision.
She just dyed her hair.
She had an extra glove. Not the same ones that she dyed the hair. She had another one that she didn't use.
I am so sorry, Kim.
But she used gloves. So listen, I'm like, oh my God, it's not coming out. So
she's only telling the glove part for you.
There was a glove. So we were like, okay. Mm-hmm. And she was clearly my friend. She was like, I can't believe you had me sticking my fingers up your vagina. So we put lube on the gloves. And I guess I'm going to show you because I have to.
Show me.
This is like the tub, right? So this is the tub. Hold on. I hate being away from the mic.
Don't do this.
Here, I'll hold it out for you.
So this is the tub. And I literally put my leg like this.
Yeah.
So that she could like.
Good. Good form.
Grab.
Great form.
It's just a workout. So
you got to know. You got to know how to reach your stuff.
So that she could like grab the sponge out of my vagina.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take?
And it came out. Probably we were trying for like 8 minutes.
You know, I'll give you some good advice, Mandy.
I got this advice
when I was driving a family friend's car. Don't park a car anywhere that you don't drive a car into somewhere where you don't think you can get it out of. The same goes for anything you'll put in your vagina.
Huh.
All of my friends said it came right out.
Magical words.
And I guess our vaginas are shaped different inside. I thought they were all just a vagina.
No,
and so she's able to pour. She was able to pull four of these out. So I was like, it's just one. I'm sure it'll come right out. And it didn't. Yeah. So my question to you at this point, after my horrible decision, I promise, guys, nothing else has been stuck in there except.
Good.
This is it.
We've got a condom and a makeup sponge. Episodes to go, hopefully.
Condom and a makeup sponge.
You never know.
Kim just told me I can't put nothing else on my pussy.
Don't do
so it. Because you're saying it sounds like she has deep.
It's just if things are gonna get lost in your vagina and all the it's basically like you have,
so
kind
have
of
tunnels?
Like a little area.
Crevice?
No, it's like your vagina is a tube and it has these two little parts that can branch off.
I saw that on a diagram.
Branch off, but it just
isn't that where the eggs are though?
No.
Oh
no.
Every time I see that little diagram, it looks like someone being like, "Hey."
Basically, there's just little deeper parts at the very end that sometimes things can go in and get stuck in.
Okay.
And penises can go up in there and you can hit certain walls. It's
they
just
do.
Parts,
I
right?
like big dicks.
I felt that.
Is that healthy real quick before we get into the...
Big dicks just knocking into stuff in there?
Is that healthy?
It's not the worst thing you can do.
Can it move stuff around?
Can dicks move things around?
Yeah.
Well, it's a force. It's a piece of...
It can fuck up an IUD. I've never had a friend who's had an IUD stuff.
Okay, so I guess we're going to get into this answer about the makeup sponge and the plan B. This is going to be our last, I guess.
Damn, I wanted to know if you could get pregnant from pre-cum, though.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
okay, so we're going
to... No, I know you can.
So we're going to do this real quick.
I kind of know.
Makeup sponge... We're going to go down the list real quick. Makeup sponge, healthy or not healthy?
Not healthy.
Okay, so ladies... Just don't even either.
There's so much stuff in those. They're made of all kinds of crap. They're going in your
So lay a
vagina.
Towel down, ladies, if you want to fuck on your period.
Yeah, just
don't
do
the makeup sponge trick.
Do it.
Listen, you know that if dude he's all not down, said if you could walk through it. Mud, you could fuck through blood.
Oh.
I have had a man come in my house, no bullshit. Maybe third date, it was our first time having sex, and he was like, "Damn, like I want you so bad." I was like, "Me too." I was like, "But I'm on my period," and he goes, "Oh, you ain't got no towels."
See, I can't do it. Can't Amazing. Fucking do it. The guy says that, he has to leave. I think you're fucking disgusting.
Why?
I know. I'm not fucking a guy. I'm not.
I really would like the male listeners to tell us. Are you gross and female?
Well,
too?
We'll have to talk about that another episode. So
turn the lights off.
I know, bitch. We're rushing through. We only pay for an hour. Okay. So makeup sponge, no. Plan B, not Plan B. Birth control pill, knocking your period off. Myth or false?
It can.
It can. Yeah. Myth or false?
Myth or real? Not the best thing for you ever. It can really mess up your hormones.
Oh, I do it though.
Big time.
Okay. So
but that's what it
mess
does.
Up your hormones or get dick, ladies. It's your decision. And then the last one is, I guess Weezy wants to know, for our listeners, can you get pregnant from pre-cum?
Yes.
Why do people assume you can't?
Because they're 12 and haven't had really, really bad sex ed. Guys can't control. Like, pre-cum is just a little bit that comes out before.
But there's sperm in there.
By the way, the engineer is like, let me pay attention to this one part.
And any guy that tells you he can control that is lying.
So men cannot control pre-cum.
No, they can't.
I got another quick one. Like, someone sent to
real quick, bitch, you got like 2.5 minutes.
Someone wants to know if swallowing is unhealthy and if they can catch diseases from swallowing.
Absolutely. You can catch diseases from putting anything in your mouth. Like, you have less, like, because you have stomach acid, there's a lot worse, but there's a whole lot of area before you get to your stomach. So, note to listeners and everybody, key points I wanted to say on the show while I was here.
Key points. Drop the gems for them.
Guys, be careful of what you put in your mouth. Be careful of what you put in your ass. Be careful of what you put in your vagina.
Well, damn, that's everything.
Be careful because you can get stuff. I wanted to talk about HPV. There's so many things I want to talk about with you guys.
I know, we fucked up. We should talk about HPV.
But I just think that love yourself enough to pay attention to what's going in you. Look at it. In school, I actually got extra marks for the male genital exam when my examiner was like.
I bet
like,
you did.
She was like, wow, you really looked. I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do. You look. Look before anything goes inside of you. Look, open your eyes, check it out.
For a long-term virgin.
Ask questions.
And real quick.
Yeah, no, a lot
real
about
quick,
dicks.
Why?
Real quick.
This
because,
is why.
And this is the last thing because I know we can't talk about picky. HPV real quick, but I saw this on my Twitter timeline, and it was going through. Can guys get pimples on their dicks, or if it's a bump, just stay away?
Oh,
can guy? There was a guy. She said that there was a pimple on the guy's dick. Can guys get pimples on their dick?
Towards the base of the dick. It is possible.
Folliculitis.
Okay, so you can get pimples and razor bumps, but how do you tell the difference between that and a herpes bump?
There's the average person probably won't be able to. To be honest,
like so you got to take your life.
No, just if it looks like that, don't do it.
Pray.
If you see bumps on there, ask questions. Get a swab. Get them.
I can't swab them while I'm about to put it in my mouth.
Well, then don't put it in your mouth because that's gonna end up. Herpes 2 ends up upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Downstairs herpes ends up in upstairs.
Okay.
Woo!
So you do not want that.
Oh,
basically,
like,
guys, things transfer. So be careful. Love yourself.
Well,
have sex.
They're going to fucking hate us now. They're like, God damn, I'm trying to know if this is a cold sore or not.
Love yourself.
But Kim, on my STD results, though,
yeah.
Every time I get tested, when I look at the herpes section, it always says normal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a percentage, right? So like,
yeah, you can, everybody
we all
can
have
a carrier. So you could all have that. Like you can have a, like,
there's
a
like eight different, there's like eight.
Hold on, don't you let motherfuckers think I'm just out here infected.
Well, no.
Explain real quick.
No, there's different kinds. And so basically herpes 2 is what will end up on the
body
downstairs areas.
Okay.
Yeah. And then herpes 1 is what's on the upstairs. So a large percent of the population.
Because there's
the
up
virus,
to like,
say that again.
A large percent of the population has herpes.
Carries the virus, but doesn't express it.
Absolutely.
Also, I've heard 90% of women got HPV. I know I got it.
Well, no, a lot of people. Well, a lot of people have HPV, but also it's also something that I want to talk about real quick. And I learned all this from me googling, and I have friends with stuff. And so I want to let you guys know, herpes 2, HPV, whatever, can be transferred even if the guy has a condom on.
Yes.
70%
less chance.
70% less chance, but you still can catch it with a condom. Secondly, it's not deadly.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and we just looked that up, and I had Cuddy and.
Well,
unless it turns into. Well, it could be cancerous.
Yeah, HPV
because
turns into cervical cancer and anal cancer in men.
Okay, in
and
men.
And women.
and women. Okay.
Wow.
And then another thing that I did want to point out, because a lot of people do not know this, and this is the last gem that we're going to drop on the show, is when you do go to get STD checks, herpes is a test all by itself.
Yeah, and we both you have the blood.
And when you, and so if you're pissing in a cup, you're 9 times out of 10, your STD results are only going to check for a chlamydia, syphilis, trich, all of the other ones. But the blood testing is how they check for the HPV virus. So if you're not getting drawn blood, besides for HIV, you have to specifically ask your gyno, your doctor, hey, can you also test me for HPV? Because that is one in which people can go get tested
HPV
for STD.
You need to get a pap.
You got, yeah, you have to get a whole pap.
You have
for
to get
it.
A pap test yeah. for.
So which in your yearly, you need to ask, yeah.
Yeah, paps, I believe, are requisitioned every 3 years.
Okay.
But in my experience, if you're really sexually active,
you need to go yearly.
More than one partner.
So, bitch, you got to go
every
few
months.
Bitch,
I go every year.
And I've been in school, so that shit been free.
Well, but, thank you for letting us have you on. I'm looking at the time right now.
Oh, yeah, and we're about to get kicked out. But I want to go ahead and thank our guest so much for coming on the show. I hope she answered your questions. Hopefully, we can maybe get you back down to motherfucking New York to answer some more, because we're going to have a part two. Thank you so much, guys. Again, if you have any questions that you want us to answer, you can email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. You can reach us on Instagram at @horrible_decisions. Full Court Pumps, Wheezy WTF, we're signing out. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.